The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. I know we all know it's just me here, just me chilling. I feel like after all this, you know, pandemic that we're living in, maybe I can get some more guests on here because it's a lot just being alone all the time. I'm sure you guys get sick of just me, so I just thought of that just now, how it's always fun having a guest. And you know who we really need on here? My mom. If you guys didn't know, I'm back home in Albany, New York right now, where I'm from, at my mom's house, living with her. And it's been really good, but also like challenging in different ways. And I'm sure you've already looked at the title and know that this is first and foremost, right? This is a deep, heavy hitting topic, right? Sorry for being a little heavy this week, but to be honest, it's kind of just like the mood I've been in, like the feelings that I've been feeling. So I'm like, I'm not going to be fake over here and pretend that everything's like amazing all the time. And you guys know, obviously, I like keeping it really positive and happy for this hour of happy talk, but sometimes like we need to just get real. So if you are like not wanting to hear about how it's okay to be sad sometimes and how it's okay to not be okay, if you don't want to hear about that, maybe just listen to one of my other episodes. But I think it can be really helpful and relatable, and like when I hear anyone else talk about this type of stuff, I'll usually cry a little bit, and it just really like hits me deep in my heart, you know, and it just makes me feel better. So I don't know, I just think it's important to talk about. I'm sure I'll feel like a little uncomfortable talking about this, and I hope I don't get emotional. Gosh, I feel like I cry in every YouTube video and podcast these days, don't I? I feel like this sort of thing will come up time to time again in my podcast randomly. Like I forget which podcast it was. If you guys listen to all of them, maybe you remember. I feel like it had nothing to do with this sort of thing, and somehow I got sidetracked. I digressed, and I thought about people living with mental illness, and it just gets me really sad, and I started crying. And so I'm sure when I talk more about it today, I'm sure I'll cry, but I hope I can keep it under control a little bit. So anyway, let's just catch up for a sec. Right now, I'm back in Albany. Like I said, you guys know I moved out of my apartment in Boston, and that's what last week's episode was all about. I literally just kind of caught up with you guys, but more just talked about like my plans, like my life plans, my moving plans. I guess if you missed that, I will quickly recap. And if you already listened, hopefully this doesn't bore you, but I have lived in Boston for the last year. I lived there for 5 years. Ooh, that already feels really weird, you guys, to be like, I lived there, like past tense. Like I lived there, I don't live there anymore. But I guess technically I don't. That feels so weird. I literally just got a text that I got a package there, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm not there. So it's so weird. Like it still feels like, because I've only been here since Sunday. So since it's Thursday right now, it's Friday when you're listening to this or after. So yeah, I've only been here for 4 days. Wait, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days. Am I okay? I've been here for 5 days. So basically what I'm trying to say is it still feels like I'm kind of just visiting, like how I would visit from college, and that I feel like I still have my apartment there, but I know that I don't, because it's all in my room right now, crammed in here, like moved out completely, unpacked into my old high school space. And yeah, to be honest, it's just like weird when it really hits me that I'm like living in this house with my mom again. But you guys know the whole deal, like it just made so much sense because you guys know I'm moving to Pennsylvania in the fall with Max, my boyfriend, because he plays hockey there. And so it just made a lot of sense because we were like, we don't need to be long distance. And in my mind, I'm like, when we're young, we can like live in different cities and explore different places. And like, why wouldn't I live there with you? Like, that sounds so fun for me to live in a new city while I'm young, be with my boyfriend, like start our life together type of thing. So that's the plan. But yeah, there was just kind of this gap like of 2 months between when my lease ended and when we were moving to Pennsylvania for hockey. So I was like, this makes so much sense. I want to come home, spend as much time with my mom as I can anyway, and like help her clean out this huge house all by herself. And eventually, I don't know if I've like talked about this, but we get more chatty over here on the podcast. Eventually get her moved out of here, you know, like this house, I guess this is like personal, but... Do you care? For my mom, my dad, my sister, and I, it was just like a lot and too big for all of us. I don't know why we like moved here. But now what I'm trying to say is, you guys know my dad passed away last year, and my sister has been living in Ireland. She's coming back soon too. But and since I've been in Boston, and so it's just been my mom here. So it's just like a lot for her to take care of all by herself. Like, it was a lot for the four of us to take care of. So now that it's just her, it's a lot. So basically, I'm just really happy that I'm back right now with her. Like, it's been so good to spend so much time with her already and just kind of like get the ball rolling of like cleaning stuff out, throwing stuff away, donating stuff like that. You guys know how it goes. Do you know? I don't know if you know, if you've had like similar clean out experiences that you've needed to do. But anyway, so that is what has been going on. That's kind of my moving plan, what's happening right now. And to be honest, being back home has just been harder than I thought. I don't want to cry. I like feel it coming. But this episode is all about how it's okay to not be okay and to be sad. And I'm sure I've said that before, but I think I realized that it deserves its whole episode, because everybody gets sad, everybody gets down in the dumps, some more than others, obviously. And I feel like you can always, I mean, you can also just like look back on your life and think of times like, wow, these were times I like really struggled mentally, or I struggled with this or that, or I was really down, or this was bothering me, or I was like sad, or obviously very like situationally, like events, like, you know, if you're living through a pandemic, that's something, for example, that can make you a little anxious, sad, stressed out, just kind of like depressed. And I don't use that term lightly. Like, we'll talk about that later, that whole realm of things. But I guess not like depression is not what I'm saying, but if you just have that like depressed feeling, but I try not to use that word, because that like depression is like a mental illness, and I don't think it's fair for someone like me who's never experienced depression to be like, oh, I'm depressed. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, that's just like a personal thing. Also, I should have like, I guess, what's that called when you have a warning, disclaimer at the beginning of this? I guess that I'm going to be talking about that a little bit. And also that obviously we all know, like, I'm not an expert. I'm not like a doctor over here. I don't want to say anything that's going to like offend you guys. I guess I'm just going to be literally speaking out of my heart. Like, you guys know I have the best intentions. I'm not trying to like, I don't know how I can offend you if I'm like triggering anyone or saying anything not like correct. All I know is that I haven't experienced depression personally, but I have very close like family members and stuff like that that have. And so all I can say is that I've like been close to it and like talk, like speak to my, I guess, like opinions about it all. I don't even know if opinions is the right word, but just talk about it. So yeah, I guess that's good to say. But I guess I should just tell you why being back home has been harder than I thought. It's been good for all the reasons that I just explained. Also, Teddy. I haven't even said Teddy, but like, come on. Teddy's like the best dog ever. If you guys don't know, I don't even know what to say. My mom's, my golden doodle, like our family's dog, golden doodle. He's a golden doodle. Like I just said 3 times, Teddy. And Lucy and I, really Lucy, after our freshman year of college, was like begging our parents. She was like, I want a puppy, I want a puppy, I want a golden doodle. I keep seeing pictures of them. They're so cute. They don't even shed, and she has allergies. She's like, it'll be so good because it won't make me like break out in hives or get all itchy or anything. She wanted this puppy so bad. It's funny because I felt like in my mind it was going to be like me, my parents figuring it out and surprising her. And I feel like I would text them sometimes and be like, we got to get Lucy a golden doodle. And they would be like, I know, like maybe sometime this summer. And then they freaking surprised me in May of 2016. And it was literally the best thing ever. Like, this little squishy puppy came wandering into my room. And I, oh my gosh, I literally can think back to the vlog if you guys saw that. Have any of you been with me that long? Why am I, like, reminiscing right now? I don't know. Because I'm just talking about Teddy and how, like, special he is to me. But he really is. I think back to that vlog, and I remember so specifically, I was in my childhood bedroom that I'm in, like, right now. And he comes walking in, and I was holding a basket of laundry, and I, like, drop the laundry on the ground, and Lucy's filming me, and I go, what is that? Whose is that? I was, like, freaking out. Did any of you watch this? Have any of you been with me that long? And he was freaking Teddy, and I named him, by the way, because I thought that he looked like a squishy, fluffy little teddy bear. I was like, he doesn't even look like a dog. He looks like a teddy bear. Like, we're naming him Teddy. And so, that's my dog, Teddy, slash my mom's. Like, I guess it's really my mom's, like, you know, when I was living in Boston or when I moved to Pennsylvania, like, he's not coming with me. Like, he's so attached to my mom. They are literally, like, BFFs. They're, like, Teddy is literally her shadow. Like, he follows her around. He loves her so much. Whenever we're on walks, every, like, two steps, I swear to God, he looks back at her just to, like, make sure she's still there. And I'm like, Teddy, you're so clingy. Like, she's right here. It's fine. But anyway, so that's just one really positive thing about being home too, aside from, like, my mom and everything I said. Teddy, I just love him so much. He feels like my brother that I never had, and I just get so excited to, like, be around him. I don't know, does anyone feel like this about their dogs? I don't know how to explain it. I feel like I've just, my appreciation of dogs and, like, how close I am with him has just, like, increased so much in the past couple years. And I guess especially without, like, my dad here and without my sister here, and it's just me, my mom, and Teddy, it's like I just, like, appreciate him that much more because it's only the three of us. Are you guys like me? I just literally think of him as, like, a member of our family. Like, he's, like, my brother. Like, I know he's a dog, but do you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like a lot of people feel that way, though. Anyway, I'm beating around the bush. Okay. The reason it's been a little bit of a heavy week is, I'm sure as many of you have probably guessed or put together in your head already, that this is the first time I'm living here since my dad hasn't been here. And obviously I visited and spent a lot of time here since then, but I always had, like, my apartment in Boston. And now that I'm back and I'm here and I'm not, like, going anywhere else, like, I'm here to stay for a while at least, and I'm all moved in with my stuff, like, it just feels really weird and it feels, like, heavy. Oh my gosh, I don't want to cry, but I'm sure you guys can relate. If you've lost someone in your immediate if you've lost someone in your immediate family, someone really close to you, and I was talking about this, was it in the last episode or the one before? Maybe it was a YouTube video. I think it was a YouTube video. I was having a really rough morning missing my dad, and you guys know it's just Father's Day. That was really difficult too. But me and my mom were FaceTiming when I was still in Boston, and I was like, Mom, like, I know it was, like, a while ago now, but it literally feels like yesterday. That whole weekend was, like, ingrained in my mind, and she was like, I know, me too. So I guess that's just what I want to say. Like, if you guys have lost someone close to you, no matter how much time passes, I know, like, it doesn't get easier. And everyone would say that to me right in the beginning when I lost my dad, like, it doesn't get easier, you just get better at dealing with it. And I so agree with that. I feel like I said that 100 times, but I really do agree with that. It just doesn't get easier, honestly. And it just feels like it was yesterday. And so even though a year and a couple months has passed since he passed away, it's not any easier being home, and, like, I just, like, see him everywhere in my house, you know? Not to talk about that too much, though, because I'll get really sad. Also, though, being with Teddy so much, you guys, back to Teddy, happy talk. He just, like, reminds me, I don't know how to describe it, or he makes me feel closer to my dad because they were so close, and Teddy was also, like, my dad's shadow, my dad's best friend, and they spend so much time together. So, like, being around Teddy so much, and, like, I go on walks with him, and I don't bring my phone, and I just try to, like, be in the outside, fresh air, and kind of, like, center myself, I don't know, ground myself. I'm getting, like, deep over here, but just kind of, like, clear my mind, I guess, and try to, like, relax and not be so, like, anxious or sad. And yeah, dogs are just the best. We don't deserve them. Oh, I'm gonna cry, but yeah, we were just walking today, and I didn't bring my phone or anything, and I just think about my dad and how much I miss him, but I know he's, like, looking down on me and everything from heaven. Okay, we're gonna move on from this talk before I literally sob. But if you guys, if this is, like, randomly the first episode you're listening to or something, and you didn't know any of this, I guess if you want to know more about that, you can listen to my episode. I think I titled it When You Lose a Parent, because I knew I needed to make an episode all about that and grieving and everything. I don't think I could, like, ever listen back to that episode. It's probably so sad. I think I cried, like, the entire time, as you could imagine. Yeah, I just remember that being really sad, but I talk all about it there if you wanted to know more about that. Okay. Interrupting in here super quick to tell you guys about Skillshare. It's an online learning community with thousands of classes to explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. And for me personally, taking classes on Skillshare has been a form of self-care and really helps when I'm feeling down. I really like taking classes on Skillshare that help me with my social media, so I take classes to brush up on my skills on video editing, photo editing, and more. One course that I recently started, you guys, is called Design Great Stuff: How to Make Merch with Draplin, taught by Aaron Draplin, because I thought it would be super interesting to learn about and really applies to me maybe making happy hour merch one day. And other Skillshare class topics that I personally enjoy learning about are photography, film and video, lifestyle, productivity, entrepreneurship, marketing, etc. Skillshare believes a strong community is essential in times of hardship, so to tap into the support of fellow creatives who provide encouragement, communication, and inspiration, I would suggest trying a class out. Especially right now with everything going on, Skillshare drawing, writing, and journaling classes can be a great way to help manage stress, practice mindfulness, and feel connected to one another. I really think now is a good time to do the thing you've always wanted to do. So explore your creativity and get 2 months free of premium membership at Skillshare.com/Gretchen. That's 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/Gretchen. Now let's get back into the episode. Now that I said why it's been a heavy week, which I'm sure any of you could have guessed, I guess just being back home, also just, like, my environment is clearly so different being in a new city. I mean, the whole, like, new city thing doesn't matter that much because I was, like, literally sitting in my apartment in Boston / sitting here at home in Albany because, obviously, pandemic, quarantine, like, we're still not really going anywhere. Like, I know, actually, I guess it really depends where you live in the country, because some cities and places are opened up a lot more than, like, where I am in the Northeast, because I feel like this is kind of where it was the worst, even though, actually, Albany, I'm not sure, but in Boston, like, restaurants started opening up for outside seating, but I actually was just looking at comments on a vlog that I posted today, and a bunch of comments were like, even though these restaurants are open for outside, I still really wouldn't recommend going. Like, a lot of people still don't say it's that safe. Like, here's why. And she just gave me, like, a bunch of reasons and things to think about. And I was like, wow, I didn't even think about that. Like, even with social distancing, like, a lot of, like, waiters and waitresses working there aren't even comfortable. And, like, the dishes thing, like, how they have to clean them and stuff, it's still just, like, risky. Obviously, that's, like, higher risk than just staying at home eating food, like, from the grocery, whatever. So that just makes me think of things differently. And I'm like, wow. I guess restaurants maybe are open for outside seating here in Albany. If any of you, like, live here, maybe tell me. I don't know. But I, like, don't know if I would want to go. And honestly, I don't know why. It's like, honestly, I think it's just always been this way since college. But ever since Lucy and I, yeah, I think just from college, we would come home and visit. We never wanted takeout. Like, we only ever wanted to eat, like, homemade food, because when we were at school, I feel like we would eat out so much in, like, the dining hall. All we wanted was, like, our parents cooking. So I feel like, anyway, when I'm home, that I just want, like, home-cooked meal, or I just like cooking food here. And I also feel like having more space, because my mom has a big kitchen here, just makes me, like, want to prepare food and, like, cook here. I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, in Boston, it was just, like, a little kitchen, and, like, eating out was so much more accessible. I could just, like, walk outside and go get something, you know? But here, I like eating at home more anyway. So yeah, why was I talking about that? I don't even know. But yeah, that's been happening. Oh, I was talking about the vlog and coronavirus and, oh, and just being here. Oh, I was talking about my environment being different. Yes. So I think what I was specifically thinking of when I said environmentally, I think I just meant like my environment, not like, you know what I mean. And so how that's changed is obviously like being in this big house with like so much going on is way different than like my little apartment in Boston and like living with a new roommate, essentially. I'm saying that to my mom. I'm like, you know, Taylor was a lot different of a roommate than you are. Like, so it's just funny, just like being back, like that's different. Also, what's different too, I hope that you couldn't hear them at all in this podcast, like maybe a little bit. I feel like now it's been pretty quiet, but this is like so random. Like our backyard, I don't know how to describe it. Do you guys have this at your house? Our backyard, like the neighbors behind our house, so it's like our backyards like touch each other. So it's like my house, backyard, their house. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm describing this so bad. Like our backyards are parallel, adjacent. I don't know the right term. Their house is close is what I'm trying to say. And their backyard is really close. And so that's been something to adjust to because I feel like they are out swimming in their pool all day with like the little kids yelling and screaming and crying and the dog barking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I swear I can hear it like everywhere. Well, not everywhere in our house. Maybe right now just because I'm like at the back of the house, like near the window, I can hear it. So I was like, that's going to be difficult to like record this podcast, but I think it's been okay. I don't think you could hear them. I mean, it's probably similar to like in Boston hearing like city noises. I feel like what happened in my podcast, like sirens or I don't know, stuff like that from like outside. I feel like sometimes you could almost hear the wind because we were like so high up in that building, we could like always hear the wind in our apartment. But like I was saying, I want to talk about walking Teddy and like how good that's been. I haven't even really gotten into like how it's okay to not be okay and be sad, but I'm just like digressing here in the beginning. But walking Teddy has been like so therapeutic and I can't wait till I can get my own dog because I mean Teddy like is mine technically, sort of like my mom's, like my family dog, I don't know, but you guys know what I mean, like my own dog or like my dog with Max, like we want to get a dog together. And something about walking dogs and they just like are so happy and just love you unconditionally always. And you know, this really does relate to not being okay and being sad. Please pet a dog, or I really hope you all like dogs. Maybe you don't like a dog, maybe substitute what I'm saying for like a cat or like a gerbil, a fish, I don't know. But if you don't have a dog, like if you see them out in public, pet them. If you have a friend or like a parent or a grandma or like a sibling that has one, just like spend time with them and I promise you will be in a better mood. And literally just cuddled up with Teddy and like petting him, I always feel better. And just squeezing him, I don't know, it's like a security blanket. I don't know, I'm like so attached to animals. And I feel like when I was living at Max's house, like at Max's mom's house, you know, with his family for like 2.5 months during quarantine, and they have never had like dogs or anything like that, I'm like, wow, I really miss being around a dog. Like, I really want a dog right now, especially since I'm stuck at home. I feel like that's been, I guess, a silver lining, you could call it, of quarantine, that everyone's stuck at home. It's because like you're with your pets, and that's such a good outcome of it. Or not, I'm saying everything wrong. Do you know, everything's coming out twisted. That's such a good like thing that's come from quarantine, that you get to spend more time with your pets, you know, because it's like they just love you so much. And I promise if you can squeeze a dog, you'll feel a lot better. Also, another thing I've really been liking doing, I keep saying, oh, I've been here for like a while, I've been here for like, what did I just say, 5 days, but I've done it like 3 times now. I really have been liking working out on my back porch on a yoga mat, and I do yoga or I do like Chase's bar class. And I recently just got the Core Power, like, what is it called, membership, maybe? No, it's not. Like, I used to have the Black Tag membership like in the city when I would go all the time in college, and it was like unlimited monthly because I would go all the time. I was like obsessed. I miss like going to yoga classes and fitness classes. I mean, I miss doing everything that you can do when the world isn't living in a pandemic, you know, so I'm sure you guys do too. But I feel like these are all things, maybe these are kind of things that I'm mentioning that have been helping with me feeling not okay and sad, helping me feel better. But something about being outside, like laying in the sun, tanning a little bit, obviously not too much, wear your SPF, I've been really good with that. Just like the sun on your skin and the breeze and like an animal, and just, it just brings you back to like what life is all about. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, something about doing yoga outside during, like, the sunrise or the sunset, and you have the breeze, and it's warm, and you hear the birds chirping, and it's just, like, so peaceful. And, I mean, I feel like everyone knows yoga is almost like meditation in a way. I guess it depends on what yoga, but it really helps you feel grounded and just good, and you move your body and the whole thing. And that just reminds me how was when I no, I think it was when I was doing bar. I was like, oh, it's 8 a.m. class. Like, I'm totally good. Like, the neighbors in the pool won't be, like, loud or be able to see me doing yoga. And they were out swimming at 8 a.m. I'm not even kidding you guys. I was like, just my luck. They probably were like, why is that girl doing yoga right now? I mean, I guess that's normal to do at, like, 8 a.m. But I'm like, that's really funny if they can see me and, like, hear me working out. So, yeah, that's kind of, like, what's been going on. But, oh, wait, I didn't even, where did I write this down in my notes? I'm looking at my notes. I have to refer back to my notes because you guys know I always talk about something that I'm happy about. And I guess, do I talk about something that I'm sad about? Wait, why can't I literally, I'm like having like memory loss today. I know I always talk about something that I'm happy about and a happy quote. Do I don't think I say what I'm sad about. That's why that didn't sound right. But maybe today, since I wrote it down, I guess because this episode's kind of about being sad and I've been like laughing and giggly the whole time. I guess too, also talking about being sad and how it's okay to not be okay, like makes me feel uncomfortable in a way, or yeah, because I feel like I just put up all my guards and walls because I don't like feeling sad, and I never want to be, I mean, who likes feeling sad? Like, I put up all my guards and I like giggle about it even though it's serious because it makes me uncomfortable. Do you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's good to say too. So anyway, what I'm happy about this week, because you guys know I always talk about that, is being home with my mom, which I know I've already said, but it's just so good to be with her. And I guess too, since you guys know I have a twin sister, Lucy, like growing up, I obviously sometimes I would have time with her alone, but a lot of times it would be like me and my sister and my mom, even if it was just like girls' time or something like that. It wasn't a lot of just like one-on-one, just me and my mom. So it's kind of nice having that now. And I talked about in a vlog how I didn't have that time post-grad. Actually, I don't even think that vlog is up yet. No, I'm like getting behind on my videos, but I basically, this is your preview, I talk about how I feel like I never had that time once you graduate college where you can go live with your parents, and it's kind of like so nice to be with them again and see them since you haven't like lived with them in 4 years and you can live with them again. I know a lot of people don't like that. I was talking about in my video how I feel like there's a stigma around that, like moving back in with your parents, and I'm like, I don't know why it's like that, because that makes so much sense to me. Like, you have just gone to college, like you now are going to start looking for a job, find your career, stuff like that, and while you're like saving up money to get your own place and to like get on your feet, like it makes so much sense to be back with your parents. And I mean, I guess this is all very situational depending on like your relationship with your parents and the whole thing, but you know what I mean. Anyway, since I wrote it down, even though normally I don't talk about this, what I'm sad about this week is, I'm sure you could have put together already, that it's just my dad not being here. And I think that's something too that's really tough with grieving, is maybe it's just me personally, maybe you guys can relate, but I feel like it's, I don't know how to describe it. There's times where I just get really hung up on like, I just want him here. Like, I'm just so upset. I don't, like, I can't understand. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, obviously I get when someone passes away, but I'm just like, I just want him here. Like, it isn't fair. Like, I just get so frustrated and angry and upset. And maybe, actually, I feel like that would be a relatable thing if you guys lose someone. Like, you just get really sad that they're not here. I'm like, I just want him here. I just want him to, like, be in my presence or be in this house, or I just want to listen to him talk, or him to listen to me, or just spend time around him, like, simply. So, yeah. That's what I've been sad about this week. And I guess to get more about what I want to talk about, my little quote, because you guys know I have a little happy quote or whatever, and I don't know if I've used this in an episode before, but I thought it was really fitting. And I think when I was writing this down, where I heard this from and the source of this. I'm sure he didn't make this up. I'm sure this is like a saying that goes around or a phrase, but I specifically remember hearing this in a Soul Cycle class. I still find a way to talk about Soul Cycle right in every single episode. In a Soul Cycle class, maybe a year or two ago. And it was an instructor, James, who's now in New York City, but he used to be in Boston. And I love him and his class so much. And he can get really, like, motivational in there. And I have cried. What is wrong with me today? I have cried. Why was I thinking crone was like the past tense of cried? Wow, that's really embarrassing, but we just keep it real over here. So I've cried a lot in Soul Cycle classes, and this one specifically, I remember crying a lot, and it just really spoke to me. And this was, you know, even before, I guess, really hard things in my life, but, you know, I guess it's all relative, and who's to say, like, things that I went through before my dad passing away, or, like, my ACL injury, or stuff like that. Like, I still went through hard things. You guys know I talked about, like, body image issues, like, stuff like that. So I feel like, and, like, self-confidence, that kind of thing. So I think maybe this is why this really spoke to me, like, 2 years ago. And anyway, spit it out, Gretchen. What he said was, you were born with a purpose for a purpose. I'm gonna say it again in case you weren't listening. You were born with a purpose for a purpose. And I think he just was, like, repeating it, and I was like, wow, I'm so emotional. And I feel like I need to yell it at you so that you feel it and believe it, because sometimes I don't believe it, you know? So, you were born with a purpose for a purpose. Listen up. And I think that's just such a good thing to hear, because sometimes you doubt yourself, you know, and you doubt your path and your purpose and everything like that, and it can get even deeper, like, you question yourself and can get really sad deep down. So I don't know, I think that was just, like, really reassuring hearing him say that, and I just really like that little idea or that phrase, quote, that you were born with a purpose for a purpose. And it's like, even if you don't know it yet, like, you will, your purpose will come to fruition. It will become clear in your head, in your mind. It will, like, present itself in your life, I guess is a good way to put it. And, like, everything's gonna be okay. You are on your own path. I've talked about this before, how everyone's on their own path and how you can't compare your timeline to someone else your own age, their timeline. They're a different person. Like, everything that makes you different from me, if you're my age, 23, from your siblings, from your friends, whatever, like, that's uniqueness, and it's good to be unique. That'd be so boring if everyone was the same. Like, you don't want to be the same as everyone else. Like, your goal shouldn't be, like, to try to be like someone else. Like, be yourself and own it. And I'm getting really preachy over here, but, like, I guess this is what I tell myself. I'm just gonna tell you what I tell myself: to be confident and love yourself. And that is something that can be really hard, but I've had a whole episode on that too. Self-love, or what was it? Self-care and loving yourself, kind of thing, because it can be really hard. And I feel like it's something that you always have to be working on, and just, like, checking in with yourself, being honest with yourself on how you're doing. So I'm interrupting in here super quick to tell you guys about ShipStation. If you're an e-commerce seller, are you ready for the demands of your deliveries? When you're selling online, getting a lot of orders fast can be tough to track who gets what shipping carrier you should use, and if you're getting the best rates. So that's why you guys need ShipStation. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. With just a few clicks, you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your products to your customers. ShipStation helps online sellers of any size get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy no matter what you're selling. On Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device, and even your cell phone. ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even Amazon Fulfillment, so you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customers. ShipStation also offers big discounts on shipping costs, so now any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies, so you'll always know that you're getting the best deal. And personally, just knowing how simple shipping with ShipStation is makes me excited for the future of making a podcast merch, happy hour hoodies, anyone? Maybe, I don't know, we will see. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, you guys can try out ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use my code GG. So get started at ShipStation today. Again, totally free for 2 months. I know you won't even have to put in your card. Start your free trial with my code GG at ShipStation.com. And now, let's get back into the episode. And like, truth be told, like I've been saying, the past week has been really tough for me, and I can question myself and how I'm doing and my self-confidence, and it's like I just have to go back to square one of what makes me feel better and grounding myself and being around my family and being gentle with myself when I grieve the loss of my father and giving myself grace during this crazy time when you can't really see friends and go out in public. And why am I always on the verge of tears right now? But I think those are good reminders to tell yourself during this time. And you know what else, you guys, which just reminded me, is my aching lower back right now, my back pain and my stomach feeling like it's literally on fire. If you're a girl listening, which I know probably most of you are, maybe you can relate. But my mom, we were talking yesterday, I think I cried like maybe 5 times yesterday, and she thought, Gretchen, maybe you've been, or no, well, what she said is, and I totally agreed with her, I'm getting this all mixed up in my head, she said, maybe you've been so emotional since being back home, since you haven't lived here, you know, since daddy's passed away. And I was like, yes, girl, that is totally it. But also, I was like, you know what else? This is what I said. Why am I getting this all mixed up in my head? My brain just has a way of confusing things. I think it really is ADHD. But anyway, I feel like I haven't really talked about that. I haven't been, like, specifically diagnosed. But I almost feel like for that, for me specifically, I don't even, like, need a diagnosis. Like, I know. Like, I know that I could probably benefit from seeing a doctor for that and some medication. I almost feel like some people have messaged me before, commented and been like, you know, I like see a lot of like myself in you and just your, the way you speak or your tendencies and stuff. And I really think that it could benefit from you. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I really think medicine could benefit you if you like saw your doctor and talked about it. But I think I've just never talked about it because I've never gone on medicine for it, or I guess really been diagnosed. So I maybe shouldn't even be talking about it at all, but you guys know this is just like my stream of consciousness. Is that what it's called? Just like all my thoughts and really raw. And I feel like I talk about things on here that I get scared to talk about in a YouTube video, or that I just get really nervous that anyone could pick apart. And if anyone is listening, has ADD, ADHD, like I'm really not trying to offend you, because I'm saying like I'm with you and I know that I struggle from those types of things that come with that. So anyway, why did I start talking about that? Well, I was talking about, I didn't even talk about it. I started saying it, then I didn't. What I was telling my mom was why I was thinking that I've been so emotional is because I'm on my period right now. And I was gonna say TMI, but like, I know we're like all girls listening, so like we all get it, or I hope that you do, because I know sometimes you have issues not getting it like I had in the past, and I hope that you guys aren't going through that, or if you are, you're like taking the necessary measures and steps to get it back. Anyway, I keep digressing. Oh yeah, I've been on my period, so that's why my lower back has been hurting so bad, and my stomach, like, I swear my like cramps and like back pain were never this bad when I had my period like a while ago, but I don't know when this started happening, but it literally sometimes, like, it comes in waves. That's, like, how I would assume contractions to be, but it's not contractions, obviously. Like, there's 0% chance I'm pregnant. But anyway, obviously I'm not because I have my period. What am I talking about over here? This is getting bananas. But, so my stomach has this really fun thing where it literally feels like it's burning. Like, it feels like it's on fire. So, anyway, the reason I'm talking about all of this, hopefully you feel less alone if you deal with that when you're on your time of the month. But I think that has also contributed to me being emotional. So maybe if you're a girl, not to like excuse like emotions though, or just be like, oh, they're just like my dumb emotions, like they're valid, you know, if you're feeling things, like they're valid, know that. But I guess sometimes you can just recognize within yourself, if you're on your period, maybe be like, just, yeah, give yourself some grace, cut yourself some slack, and be like, oh, this is probably why this something that happened just got to me a little bit more, or like, really set me off. Like, I feel like my mom said one thing the other day, and I started bursting out crying, and I'm like, what is going on? I don't even know why I'm feeling this way. Like, what's going on? So, yeah, I guess that just is, like, a me personally thing this past week. So, yeah, but what my mom said of me being really emotional, too, because my dad's not here, and just being back home where I lived with him in the past, that is spot on and very right. And can we just talk about the freaking coronavirus for a second? I mean, I don't want to talk about it. No one wants to hear about it, talk about it anymore. I honestly feel bad. This is just me being, like, honest. This is, like, spilling the tea on myself. But I feel like in the beginning of everything, I was watching the news every day and just staying so informed. And then I got to a point where I feel like it literally was, like, affecting my, like, mental state. And I was just so anxious all the time. And I would just, like, always cry watching the news. And it made me so sad about what's going on. But it's, like, where's the balance of, like, being informed but also not letting it, like, control and take over your life? Because I was just getting so sad about everything and, like, down and feeling, like, hopeless about when we'd be able to see friends and, like, resume normal life again. And not even that, because, like, that is, like, the shallow part of it. It's, like, seeing the numbers and hearing the stories of people getting coronavirus and having, like, I don't, obviously dying, but having, like, really horrible circumstances in their life and really bad health complications. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's what matters. And it's, like, really heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And we all know the episode that I posted 2 weeks ago all about, I guess, just the Black Lives Matter movement in general and everything that's going on, and I guess that becoming so prevalent with police brutality has been really heavy and really sad too. So it's just been such a crazy 2020 so far, wouldn't you guys agree? And just, like, really, I don't even know how to describe it other than, I guess, different than everyone thought it was going to be with the pandemic and racism being so prevalent in a way that I feel like a lot of people didn't even notice or realize was still happening. And so I guess with all of this going on, it makes a lot of sense that a lot of us could be down and not okay. And that's just why I thought this episode of why it's okay to not be okay and be sad made a lot of sense. And to talk more specifically about that, I think when I first heard it's okay to not be okay, that felt kind of, like, really reassuring almost, and, like, a pat on the back. And especially if you're someone that deals with mental illness, I think, I don't know if that would make you feel better. I guess I wouldn't know. I'm being honest, like, I haven't dealt with that. But knowing, as someone that just gets down sometimes and gets sad, knowing that it's okay to not be okay feels good. And, like, you feel less alone. And I heard, I forget where I heard this, but I also really like this, how it's okay to be sad. It's okay to, like, feel sad, be down. Like, I feel like I let myself feel sad now. And I cry. Like, I always feel better, you guys. I don't know if you're like this. I know some people are different. Some people feel worse if they start crying. But I cry, and I, not like I make myself cry, but I make myself feel it. And I cry, and I let it all out. And guess what? After, I always feel better. So it's okay to be sad. I encourage you to, like, feel the emotions that you're feeling and, like, work through them, especially if you have the privilege of, like, being able to see someone, a therapist. Even if you can't see someone, like, a therapist and seek, like, medical help, if you, I don't know, talk to a trusted friend, family member, that always makes me feel better too. And, like, during this time, obviously, I don't think if I even wanted to, like, see a therapist back home, that I could, because of everything going on. Maybe I could, like, FaceTime one. I don't know. But talking to my mom and my sister always helps, letting it all out. If you don't trust someone, you could literally tell your pet. I swear, growing up, I would, like, tell my dog secrets that I didn't want to tell anyone, because I'm like, well, they can't tell anyone, and at least I'm, like, giving it off my chest or something. So, I don't know. But I think, oh, this is what I was saying. I don't know where I heard this, where I think they said, it's okay to be sad, but it's okay to be happy too. And I really like that, because it's like, but also, again, oh, I feel like I keep backpedaling, because I don't want to say that. I don't want any of you that are experiencing, like, clinical depression to hear that and be like, Gretchen, you don't understand, because I don't understand. You're right. And it's not fair for me to say to you, it's okay to be sad, but it's also okay to be happy. Just be happy. Like, that's not how it works. I talked about that in an episode before too, where I feel like so many people still it's like there's such a stigma around mental illness and depression, anxiety. There's more than that, but that's what comes to mind. And like there's such a stigma around it, and some people almost like not, I don't know, like believing in it maybe. And like in my mind, and I've talked about this analogy before, it's like you break your arm, everyone knows your arm's broken, clearly something's wrong, you get a cast, maybe you have physical therapy, you seek medical help to heal and get better. And it's like, but suddenly when it's a mental illness in your brain, in your head, that someone can't see, like a cast, it's like this whole stigma. And people are like, well, just be happy. And that kills me because, like I said, I know people personally that experience depression, and it's like, that's just like, that's not it, sis. That's not it at all. They can't just be happy. And a lot of times there's like a chemical imbalance, and medicine can be really useful and really helpful. And yeah, where was I going with that? Why did I start talking about that? Because I was talking about how it's okay to be sad, but it's also okay to be happy. It's also okay to be happy. And I think for someone like me, that can be reassuring, because like I said, I feel like I only have like moments of sadness. And like when I hear that, I'm like, okay, they're right. It's time to end my crying session, pick myself back up, shower off, like put on clothes that I feel comfortable in, read a book, talk to my mom, make like a yummy lunch. Like literally the simple things, you guys. I don't know. I feel like can just pull you out of a rut and make you feel better. Walk your dog, and I feel better and I feel happier. And yeah, I don't know. I guess just if that sort of thing applies to some of you, and if you're not experiencing depression, anxiety, because those are obviously very real things. And I guess if you think you are, if you are experiencing things like that, to obviously seek medical help and talk to your doctor. And I'm not a doctor, so that's just why I would say that. I also think during this time, you guys, maybe you can relate, I think that we all just have more time on our hands. Like I feel like I just have more time to think about everything and worry, quite honestly, because of less going on in the world that you can like go do, but at the same time so much going on that we like don't have control over. I mean, we do, but to an extent, you know what I'm saying? Like coronavirus, you can do everything in your power to stay safe and healthy, but you also can't control if like someone in your family gets it, or do you know what I'm saying? So that's what I just mean by that. And I think just, yeah, thinking about it all the time is what makes me worry so much. And a part of the reason why I'm recording this too is to feel better. Whenever I record podcasts, you guys, I always feel better. And I think just talking about it maybe makes it a little bit more normalized. And if you struggle with this sort of thing ever at all, it could just make you feel better. And again, feel less alone. Wow, I feel like this episode is sort of getting all over the place, but I just wanted to talk about, I guess, all of this as a whole. And you know what, you guys? After so much positive feedback from last week's episode, I guess I just realized how much you guys just like chatting. I guess it's not chatting because I can't hear what you're saying, but I do love hearing your input. So I guess it's just like chatting on my end and just catching up. And I feel like I always worry when I'm recording podcasts about not providing value and being like new and fresh and current and like teaching you something or giving you like some really good knowledge or like lessons and being really entertaining. But like I said earlier in this episode, it just sort of seemed fake and like forced to talk about anything else, because this is just like personally what I've been feeling and sensing and going through. And I know I'm not like alone in that. So I hope that this episode, I have a little bit left, but I hope so far that you guys are enjoying it and just like the casual like chit chat. And I know I always feel good when I get positive feedback from you guys, especially from friends that I know like in real life, in person. And I love, oh my gosh, Brooke and Danielle are the sweetest. You guys know I'm obsessed with Gals on the Go, their podcast, but they'll always text me when they are listening. And Danielle was just like, oh my gosh, I just like listen to your last episode all about your moving plans, and we were just like chatting about it and everything going on. So I don't know, it's just like really means a lot when I hear feedback from you guys, because it's like then I know that I'm not just talking to nobody, and I get to hear what you guys think and your opinions and your feedback and get your love and support, and it just means so much. So yeah, I guess, like I said before, the world being such in a heavy time right now, I just thought a lot of you could relate to feeling like this. And like I was saying, I love hearing your guys' feedback on like what you think of the episode and just, I guess, like advice in general. So I wanted to turn and ask you guys questions in how you find, I guess, stillness and peace in like the hectic life that we're living right now. And I guess maybe just in the hard times where you can feel even more anxious or sad, like how do you find, like, you know what I'm saying? Stillness, peace, feeling grounded. How do you make yourself feel happy again? Like, what do you do to feel happier? What makes you feel better? What makes you feel productive? And the last thing, I feel like this is really key too, is what do you incorporate in like your morning and night routine that makes you feel good? Because I'm genuinely curious and I feel like I'm missing out on things in my morning and night routine that could be helping me feel better and like the best version of myself. So I wanted to hear from you guys like what you do that makes you feel the best version of you. And I guess the best way for you to tell me all of this would just to be to comment on my Happy Hour podcast Instagram post, because I always have a little post like promoting each episode every week. Or you could DM the Happy Hour podcast Instagram as well, because that will just be a lot easier for me to see than my normal account that gets like flooded. I can barely check those DMs because there's like a million and I'm on my phone enough where I'm just like, oh my gosh, if I went through all these DMs, I would literally never not be on my phone, you know? So, but I do want to hear from you guys about that, because I feel like I'm still trying to find my way and what makes me feel better. Like I've said, a couple little things that make me feel better, but again, I just feel like I know the candles, the face mask, the like showering in the morning and putting on your workout clothes and the like healthy breakfast or whatever, but I feel like there's just some things that I could like do to just spice it up, make it even better. I'm sure also, this is like probably bad to admit, but like I said, in this episode especially, I'm just being honest. And for 2 weeks, I don't know how to say it. It was always going to be for 2 weeks that I wouldn't see Max. And so I'm not with Max right now. I was going to say like I won't see him for 2 weeks, but I think now when you're listening to this, I see him in like a week. Anyway, it's going to be 2 weeks without Max. And this week, he went back to Cape Cod and is just with his family and I'm with my mom, and I thought it would be good that way anyway, because you guys know I like lived with his family all of quarantine, not all of quarantine, but like for 2.5 months, and now I'm back with my mom. So I thought it would just be good for us to spend like our own time, like separate on our own, because we spend so much time together, the two of us, but also with our like spending time alone with our families, if that makes sense. And it's always good for me to like work on being independent, but I'm sure like a part of maybe me being sad too is like I went from being with him for the last like 3 months in Boston. Now I'm not in Boston. I'm not with him. I'm back home without my dad. So I'm sure that's like a part of it. But again, I just know how important being independent is, and that's something that I'm continuously working on, but I feel like I'm good at it in some ways, but not in other ways. And I obviously never want to be like really reliant or dependent, codependent, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's just like something that I'm working on too, and maybe something that's led me to feeling a little bit down this week. I know I kind of touched on it before, but I guess, like I said, because I just wanted to specifically say, if you are struggling or have in the past or will in the future, God forbid, I hope that you don't, but if you, and I know that it's completely normal, I would say the majority of people would have experienced depression at some point in their life. If you struggle with that, anxiety, other mental illnesses, know that I think you are so strong and so brave. Like, I truly mean that, like genuinely deep in my heart. You are fighting so many battles that I have never had to fight. And it's like that's why it's crazy to me when people can be so like ignorant about mental illness because they don't experience it, but then it's like if they did, only then they would realize. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's like the people that don't see the place of medicine in this whole scenario, or can't take it seriously and think that it's something where you can just try to be happy and like boom, you're happy and it's all better. Like, it doesn't work like that. And I guess I know I talked about it before, but what I want you to hear loud and clear, if you're listening, is that even if you don't struggle specifically with a mental illness, if you are feeling down right now, if you feel down sometimes, if you're feeling sad, know that I'm here and I care about you. If you're one of those people that are like, but nobody cares me, I don't have anybody. Yes, you do. So many people care about you. More people care about you than you can even imagine, more than you know. And I care about you, me, Gretchen, personally. I care about every single one of you listening to this right now. I appreciate your support more than you know. When I meet you guys in person, and especially if we can kind of like connect on a deeper level, if we can like share some deeper things, if you guys tell me someone that you've lost in your life, even though it can be really hard to talk about, or I've helped you through a rough time, it's like, how many of you have I met? I don't know if you're listening, but I have met so many girls that I have cried talking to, because I'm just like, whoa, you are literally pulling at my heartstrings. Like, girl, we relate on so much. And it's like, those are the important things to talk about. And that's just why I love you guys. Like, I love you. I have love for you. Other people love you. You're important. You were born to do something great. You were born for a purpose. I don't know if people tell you that enough. I don't know if you hear that enough, that you were born to do something great. You will find out what it is. It will become apparent in your life, and that you were born for a purpose. And I know I said that before, and I'm getting preachy over here, but I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. You guys, I can't tell you how many times I've had to stop during this episode and just kind of take a deep breath, because this is just like, it can be hard to talk about, and it's just deep. And just know that, I guess to wrap this up, since the whole episode is titled, It's Okay to Not Be Okay and Be Sad. I also forget where I heard this. Where did I hear this? Maybe someone told me this as advice, but it's inevitable, right, that we will all feel sad at some point in our life for whatever reason. And you can be sad for a while, sad for a little while, just a little bit sad about something, or really sad and down about something else. Like, it's sort of inevitable, but I think maybe a good way that you could look at it, like a new perspective, if you haven't heard this before, is, who told me this? How all the good things in life, like, wouldn't be as good, or wouldn't, you know, taste as sweet if you didn't have the low lights and the struggles and the hard things going on. It's almost like you wouldn't appreciate all the highlights if you didn't have the low lights, in a way, if you didn't go through your darkest times. And know that you will get through this. And a lot of times it's a journey, it's something that you will continuously work on. But like I said earlier, it's okay to be sad, but it's also okay to be happy. I have faith in you guys that we will get through this time together. Closing this off, I want you all this week to cut yourself some extra slack, to give yourself some grace, to love yourself, to focus on yourself, not be selfish, not be rude, not anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But be focus on yourself, selfish in the way of loving yourself, prioritizing your well-being, your health, what makes you happy, what makes you feel good, eating the foods that make you feel good, spending the time with the people that make you feel loved, included, welcome, everything like that. And actually, something that I wrote down at the beginning that I didn't say, that maybe this could be a good thing to close off, I didn't even bring this up yet. But where did I see, why can't I remember where I'm seeing all of these things? I'm sorry. You're probably like, Gretchen, I said that, and I'm not giving you credit. But I've been seeing like things like this around how your self-worth is not measured by how productive you are. Like, your worth is not measured by your productivity. Say it louder for the people in the back. And that's a good, that's really good. It goes along with cutting yourself some slack this week. You don't need to always be doing productive, getting after, being on the grind, being productive. Like, let yourself relax, feel your feelings, read a book, disconnect, take care of yourself. You will burn out if you don't. And I think also during this time of quarantine, it can be such a good time to have that extra time to take care of yourself, self-care, everything like that. And I know I talked about that in my self-care episode. But I think that's kind of all I wanted to talk about this week. Sorry this is all over the place, but I hope I kind of got my message across of why I know that it's okay to not be okay. We all go through things, and we will come out the other side even stronger, and it's okay to be sad. I'm thinking of another cheesy quote right now. It's about, how your scars, or I don't even know if it's cheesy, it might be like really deep and like nice actually. It's something about scars, how your scars, my most prominent scar is my knee scar, so that's just what I think of when I think of scars. I don't know what scars you guys have, but it's like your scars are beautiful and your scars show that you survived. Is that what it is? Ooh, that's like really serious. Or show that you are still here and that you made it through. And I don't know, that just kind of reminded me of like the theme of this episode too. But I'm getting rambly here at the end. I hope this helped you guys. I really do hope that this helped, because that was the whole point of this episode. And that maybe you could relate to any of these feelings. And I love you so much. And I promise next week is going to be happy themed, because this is happy hour. This is supposed to be happy over here. But sometimes we just get real. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I will catch you next week. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.